Reports of significant and widespread flooding in parts of Africa have prompted World Vision to take to that area of the world and do what they can in ministry. We're going to get an update this afternoon on what's going on in a number of African countries. Paul Sittenham is with us. Paul is the emergency response team leader for West Africa and is joining us from Ghana this afternoon. Paul, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, hi, how are you, Greg? And to your listeners, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Paint the broad picture for us, first of all, and talk to us about the parts of Africa that are most affected.
Well, let's talk the parts of Africa most affected. If you can cast your mind to West Africa, starting with Senegal and going all the way to the east in a broad band towards Ethiopia, that's basically the area that's affected north of the equator by the recent very unusually heavy floods. And estimates give us about 1 million people affected in one way or the other by the flooding. That's across this part of Africa from west to east, north of the equator.
My understanding, Paul, is that often, and you wouldn't think this, so it's rather ironic, but that flooding and drought actually work sort of hand in hand. Talk about that for just a minute.
Sure. Well, I can talk to you. I'm in a place called Bongolo. Bongo district in northern Ghana, in the community, and I've just been visiting some of the households. It's kind of about 8 o'clock at night now, and they've just come off a very severe drought at the end of what they call the hungry season, because they don't have much food left over from the prior harvest. They had a drought, so their crops weren't getting much food, and then the flood hit and destroyed whatever crops they were going to harvest. One disaster after the other, so they're basically left with nothing. They were displaced. They had to leave their homes, which were destroyed by the floods or by the soaked ground that the houses collapsed into them. Now that the floods have receded, they're going back, and they find they have nothing there. There's no houses. And they've also lost their means of livelihood, the fishing gear, the farming gear. And believe it or not, they even lost their farm in that the topsoil has been washed away. So the question is, where are they going to plant for the next growing season, which is about 6 months down the line?
Yeah.
So that's the broad picture. Africa, and then where I am in the Bongo district in northern Ghana.
My understanding, Paul, is if we just look at Ghana, where you are, some 140,000 people already homeless. That's just, and the numbers, I think, in some other countries maybe are even worse than that.
It could very well be. I believe Ghana has been the worst hit. Ghana and Burkina Faso, but where we work in Ghana, has been the worst hit. And you're quite right. Estimates are from 140,000 people affected and displaced from their homes, and it could go up as high as 200,000, although those are not official. You know, they're still trying to get to these people who were isolated by the floods, and now it's just only now the roads are opening up that you can get to some affected communities, and so the numbers may go up. We'll only know once the government and the NGOs have finished their assessments. But you're right, 140,000 to start off with, who are basically homeless. And that affects the women and the kids, no school, people with their businesses or their means of livelihood wiped out. So I would say they're between a rock and a hard place, to use an old saying.
And then when you add into that, not only do you have the loss of homes often, but as time goes on, you get this danger of waterborne disease.
You're quite right, Greg. What is happening? We've broken it up into short, medium, and long term. And so the short term, they've lost their assets. They've been displaced. So they've got to come back. Now, the medium term is going to be waterborne diseases, because what's going to happen, you may have cholera, you're certainly going to have malaria, and you're going to have the diarrheal diseases, especially affecting the young children, the under fives, and the people who are sick, the elderly. They're going to get affected. And since they don't have much food right now, they're going to be in a weakened state, so more susceptible to these diseases. The longer term will be food. Where are they going to plant? Do they have a safety stock of food? No. They're going to need help. And do they have seeds to plant for the next planting season? So seeds, like seeds and tools, would be necessary for the next planting season. Immediate needs would be household goods, stuff to do their living with. And the medium term would probably be medicines and tarpaulins, shelter, clean water. I already mentioned medicines. Those are the kind of medium and short-term needs. And the longer term, obviously, is to do with food mostly.
You've already partly answered my next question, Paul, but that is, how does World Vision hit the ground and help out in cases like this? And also, what do you encourage listeners to do to help?
Well, what World Vision has done is immediately has given a cash donation locally of about $5,000 just to get things started, to buy some basic food items and some what they call the hard goods like mattresses, some shelter materials, just to get some of the people in the districts we work in on their back on their feet. The next one is we have now a team of people that I'm working with to do assessments to get the needs, to see what's going on, so what further help is needed, and we're going to be writing proposals immediately to our donors to get money to come in. And as for our kind listeners, well, prayer always helps. We have to have a faith in God. That's the big thing. Any donations they can make to World Vision towards the Ghana floods or the Pan Africa floods would be welcomed and used very effectively to help the people who have been hurt by these floods. And the one thing I'd like to add to Greg and to the listeners is we're also looking to the future. What lessons have we learned on this so that this thing will not repeat itself, or at least the effects? And we can do things with the community to get them stronger when the next disaster will hit.
Paul Sittenham has been with us reporting from Ghana in Africa about the widespread flooding there that is causing such difficulties. If you'd like to learn more about World Vision and their work there in that part of the world, just come to primetimeamerica.org. We'll give you a link, primetimeamerica.org. Paul Sittenham is the emergency response team leader for West Africa. Paul, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, and to your listeners.